Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is September 23rd, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. This is the 20th episode of News Flash, and it also happens to fall on the autumnal equinox, which I think is, well, just plain kinda nifty. I wanted to thank you for tuning in and remind you that you can find this and all our other Nikonians podcasts at podcasts@nikonians.org. So if you haven't heard the image doctors or the interviews, check them out as well. First up, as promised, the winner of my final t-shirt, Richard Paul, the t-shirt is yours. I know you've sent me your address, but please go ahead and send me your t-shirt size, and I will get that out to you as soon as possible. I wanted to thank everybody for writing in and entering my little contest. I had a great time reading everything, and hopefully we might be able to do another one of these soon to essentially reward our loyal listeners. In the news, I would like to announce that the American Society of Media Photographers will be hosting seminars with lots of famous photographers, I think about 18 of them, at various Apple stores around the country. Now, there's free admission, and I think it's limited based on the size of the store. But first up, the seminars start on, this coming Monday, the 25th of September. Victor Skebneski, there we go, the E's and the N's try to switch places on me, will be in Chicago, Morton Beebe will be in San Francisco, and Jay Mazel will be in New York City. I will put a few more details into the blog so you know exactly which stores the photographers will be at, and you can find out the up-and-coming seminars as well, and I will attempt to stay on top of this and announce them as they happen, because it looks like they will have them once a month, so we get to wait a little while in between. There is also a cool, nifty underwater housing announced by CNC for the new Nikon D80. So if you were contemplating which digital camera to buy and like underwater photography, the D80 is definitely still an option and has the nice underwater housing that you can see. Oh, I will post a link for you in the blog so you can take a look at that as well. And another announcement is by Lens Babies. They have a wide angle and macro conversion lens, as well as a wide angle telephoto lens kit. There is a Let's Go Digital review for the upcoming Photo Kina show, and they look kind of cool, kind of interesting. If you haven't heard the Image Doctors talk about Lens Babies, go back through their archives and find that one, because it's a really neat piece of kit there for you. And speaking about Photo Kina, I have a little bit of news about the Nikonians there. We will be in Hall 2.1, booth A015, and we'll have some neat stuff going on, like daily raffles for things like Nike Secure Insurance and Markins Ball Heads. There will be live model shooting with Pascal Batens, and Claus Brandt will also be around holding some presentations, and I'll put the times of those particular events into the blog so you can look at that if you do happen to be in Cologne. Oh gosh, that's coming up this coming week. So get to Germany, folks, and check out Photo Kina. Remember, if you do volunteer for just a half a day, you will get a full day pass to the show, a cool Nikonians t-shirt and hat as well. On to the forums. The winners of Segment 4 of the Photographers of the Year contest have been announced. Congratulations go in the studio and commercial category to Twyla Davis-Reed for Mona Lisa Strum. In the weddings category to Bob Simrack for New Bride. And in the panoramas category, Albert J. Valentino takes first place with New York, the city that never sleeps. And if you're interested in interested in entering segment number 5. That is open through the 31st of October. And I'll post a link there so you can check out all the winners of segment 4. And see some of the second place winners as well, which are really, really good pictures. And finally, the 31st edition of The Nikonian, our very own e-magazine, is out and now available for download and printing. And this includes things such as a how-to guide for the D200 white balance and a little article explaining how depth of field works. So if those interest you, plus there are definitely many more things, such as a review of the Gary Fong Light Sphere 2, and some information on the Nikonian's blog to kind of get you in there and see what happens behind the scenes just a little bit. Well, that's all for today. I want to thank you for joining me and tuning in to Nikonian's News Flash. If you have any comments, questions, and well, that was my dog Loki barking in the background. If that came through, it was time for him to wake up and he wanted into the office. So yeah, if you have any comments or questions or announcements or anything, please feel free to email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or post a comment on our podcast feedback, that is difficult to say, forum on the community, and we'll be happy to hear from you and attempt to answer any questions you may have. Thank you once again, and I'll be back with you next week.